White Paper. July 6, 2026, The Paired Vortices of the Birth Field. On the celestial sphere, a chart's interference field is threaded by whirlpools that must come in balanced pairs summing to zero, a conservation law. Coherence sets how many. Axial alignment makes them annihilate. Here is the measurement and the fence around what it means. Sayer G., a scalar flower research paper, with computational collaboration by the Hermes agent, Nous Research. The central result, as a field is pushed toward a single dominant axis, its vortex pairs annihilate, 93 pairs collapse to 6, while their net charge stays pinned at 0 throughout. Abstract scalar flower represents a birth moment as an interference field. Each body is a wave, and the field is their sum. Prior work established that the field's winding number, a topological vortex at the chart center, is predicted by retrograde count and, more strongly, by the field's coherence, the hub. Here we lift the field from the plane onto the celestial sphere, where longitude and ecliptic latitude are both honored. On the sphere, the isolated planar vortex is revealed as the piercing of a vortex filament through a slice, and a conservation law appears. The phase singularities of a smooth, complex field on a closed surface must sum to zero total charge. Every plus one vortex is topologically bound to a one partner. We confirm this numerically. The measured net charge converges to zero as resolution refines 0.91, 0.97, 0.99 of charts exact, and we identify the two forces that govern the pairs. Coherence sets their number, R 0.77, and axial alignment annihilates them, watched pair by pair. We are careful about the fence. This is a conservation law of the instrument's mathematics, established topology, Nyberry wavefront dislocations, the index theorem for complex fields, not new physics and not a demonstrated fact about a human life. Each claim carries a tag marking exactly how far to trust it, how to read this paper. Every claim carries a tag. Real, measured or proven, a number you could rerun and check. Arch, true structure or definition, correct bookkeeping, not a discovery. Interp, offered meaning, a lens that makes no prediction and cannot be falsified. HWIPE, a hypothesis we hold and are willing to test. It makes a prediction and names what would prove it wrong. All mathematics lives in the appendices, each with a plain language twin in the body. One, the field and the vortex we started from. Scalar flower does not draw a wheel. It treats each of the 10 bodies as a plane wave, a direction, its longitude measured from the lunar node, and a wavelength from its orbital period, and sums them. The result is an interference field, a landscape of reinforcement and cancellation. Arch. At the center of that field, there can sit a phase vortex, a point where the field's phase winds a full turn as you circle it, and where the amplitude must fall to zero. The phase is undefined exactly there. The integer number of turns is the winding number. It is not a metaphor borrowed from physics. It is the same object as an optical vortex, the twist in a beam of light that carries orbital angular momentum. Real. Earlier scalar flower work found that this winding is predicted in the plane by how many planets are retrograde and, far more strongly, by the field's coherence. That coherence is the hub, the length of the summed unit vectors of the bodies. A high hub is a field whose voices agree into one bright tone. A low hub is a field with a quiet, contested center. Low hub predicts the vortex with striking reliability, a monotone ladder from 100% of low coherence charts winding to 0% of high coherence ones. Real. The full derivation is in the companion field note. This paper takes it as the starting point and asks the next question. A wheel is flat, the sky is a sphere. What happens to the vortex when we stop flattening it? 2. From plane to sphere, the vortex is a filament. The production instrument sums plane waves on a flat disk, but a chart lives on the celestial sphere. Every body has a longitude and an ecliptic latitude, a genuine point on a globe, so we rebuilt the field there. Each body becomes a wave on the sphere in its true direction, and the field is evaluated over the whole surface. Arch, Appendix A. This immediately reframes the planar vortex. In two dimensions, a phase singularity is a point. In three dimensions, it is a line, a vortex filament, exactly as in optics and superfluids. The isolated vortex point we had been measuring in the plane is simply where such a filament pierces the flat slice. Real. We confirm this directly. The planar winding correlates with the spherical pair count at R, Jeffers-Zierzo 60. The flat result is a shadow of the spherical one. 3. The conservation law, vortices come in balanced pairs. On a closed surface, a smooth, complex field cannot carry an unbalanced set of vortices. The sum of all the phase singularity charges over the whole sphere must be exactly zero. Real. This is a topological theorem. The index theorem for complex fields, the same family of result as the you cannot comb a hairy ball flat theorem. Every clockwise Poisson vortex is bound to a counterclockwise one partner. Appendix B, the claim is checkable, and we checked it. Counting the singularities on a real chart spherical field, the positive and negative charges balance. Across a population, the measured net charge is not exactly zero at coarse resolution, but it converges to zero cleanly as the grid refines, which is the signature of a real conservation law being resolved through numerical noise. Filaments grazing the poles are the last to be counted correctly. The net topological charge of the birth field on the sphere is zero. This is the conserved quantity, not energy, not a force, but a count. The sine total of the field's vortices held at zero by the topology of a closed surface. A vortex can never be created or destroyed alone. Only a plus-sang pair can be born or annihilated together. 4. What sets the number of pairs? Coherence. The conservation law fixes the balance, not the abundance. A field could satisfy net zero with two vortices or with 100. What decides how many pairs a given birth field carries? Real. The dominant answer is coherence. The same hub as before, now even stronger on the sphere. Across charts, the number of vortex pairs anti-correlates with the hub at RCS 077. A gathered field, high hub, is a nearly smooth sphere with few whirlpools. A deep field, low hub, is a sphere richly threaded with paired filaments. Real. We have taken to calling this axis the field's sole shape, not a claim to have measured a sole, but a name for the shape of how a life's field gathers. The gathered pole, one bright unified tone, and the deep pole, a still center that many voices circle, are the two ends of a single measured axis. This is interp, a lens, not a prediction. 5. What annihilates the pairs? Axial alignment. The second force is axiality, how much the field is stretched along one dominant axis, a strong second harmonic, opposition-like structure. We had found in the plane that axiality suppresses the vortex. On the sphere, we can see the mechanism directly. Adding a controllable axial component and turning it up, we count the vortex pairs at each step. Real. They do not simply fade, they annihilate. A plus and a filament drift together, meet and cancel, always in twos, so the net charge never budges from zero. The pair count falls monotonically from 93 to 6, the hero figure above, and we can follow a single identified pair to its death. Coherence sets how many pairs a field carries. Axial alignment drives them to annihilate. Both operate under the iron constraint of the conservation law. Charge is only ever moved in balanced pairs. This is the dynamical picture behind the static correlation. Not fewer vortices when axial, but watch this specific pair merge and disappear. 6. The anchor is the calm line, and eclipses do nothing. The whole field is anchored to the lunar node. Every longitude is measured from it. So the node is the origin of the pattern, not merely another point. Two questions follow, and both have honest, non-obvious answers. Real. Where do the vortices sit relative to the nodal axis? Not on it. They mildly avoid it. The average vortex sits 62.7 degrees from the node-antinode axis, versus 57.3 degrees expected if placed at random, and they are roughly threefold depleted within 20 degrees of the axis. The anchor line is the field's calm axis, where coherence is highest, and coherence is what suppresses vortices. The storms gather in the belt between the poles. Real. Do eclipse season charts, sun and moon tight on the node, carry anomalous vortex structure? No. The correlation of pair count with the luminary's proximity to the node is essentially zero. Are we 0.3 for the sun plus 0.05 for the moon? This is exactly where the tradition asserts a charged, faded condition, and our topology finds nothing special. We report the null as plainly as the finding, real. Alongside the eclipse null, the following candidates were tested and did not survive as independent predictors of the vortex: grand trines, stationary fast planets, Mercury, Venus, Mars, T-squares, and sun conjunction counts. Two of these the authors expected to matter. They did not. The map is honest about its empty regions. 7. The crossing. Weo in the wall we do not breach. Everything above is real or arch. Measured structure or established topology correctly applied. Now we mark explicitly the two lines. We will not let the beauty of the result blur. The waves here are abstract phasors we chose. The field has no electric or magnetic component, no charge, no energy. The conserved quantity is topological, a count held at zero by the geometry of a closed surface, and it lives in the mathematics, not in any physical force. Any reading of this result as scalar longitudinal, EM, Whitaker potentials, or a conserved Maxwell forecurrent is HYP with no support in this model, and we do not assert it. We advance a single falsifiable claim that a field's soul shape, its position on the gathered deep axis, i.e., its vortex pair, richness, corresponds to something real and describable in the life of the person born into it, HYP. This is not yet shown. It would be tested by the same pre-registered blind forced choice protocol described in our companion white paper, decoy-matched readings, criteria locked before data, the null committed to in advance. Until that test runs, the soul shape reading is a lens we hold and are willing to be wrong about, not a fact about anyone's life. 8. What was discovered, in one paragraph, a birth moment, sung as 10 overlapping waves on the celestial sphere, is threaded by phase vortex filaments that must occur in balanced plus pairs summing to exactly zero, a topological conservation law confirmed numerically. How many pairs a field carries is set by its coherence, the soul shape axis from gathered to deep. Axial alignment annihilates the pairs watched one at a time, always in twos. The nodal anchor is the field's calm line, which the vortices avoid. And the tradition's charged eclipse condition produces no anomaly. This is a real, elegant law of the instrument's mathematics. Whether it reaches into a human life is the next honest question. Written and unrun. Real interp hip a appendix. The spherical field, plane twin. Each planet is a wave pointing in its own direction on the globe. The field is their sum, read over the whole sphere. NB, R, cos VB, cos LB, cos VB, sin LB, sin VB. Body direction on S2, LB, longitude B, node in radians, VB, ecliptic latitude B, KB, 2p, wavelength b, Keplerian from orbital period, fr, sb, xb, I, kb, nb, r, plus lb, r, s2. The winding topological charge in a small loop is the number of times the phase f wraps a full turn around that loop. Charge, loop, phase 1, 2p, d, arg, f, I, 1, 0, plus 1. B appendix, the conservation law, plane twin. On a closed surface, the whirlpools must balance to zero. You cannot have a lone one. S all singularities charge. I, zero. Complex field on a closed surface. S2. Index theorem. CF. Poincaré-Hopf. A smooth complex scalar field on S2 has zero total phase singularity index. Measured. Net charge. Zero as the grid refines. Fraction of charts with exactly zero net charge. 0.91, 0.97, 0.99 at grids 120x240. 240x480, 367x20, mean, net, 0.18, 0.06, 0.02, see appendix, the two governing forces, plane twin, coherence, hub, sets how many pairs, axiality, one axis stretch, annihilates them, hub, SB, XP, I, theta B, coherence, harm 2, mean B, XB, I, 2, LA B, axiality, second harmonic, core, pair, count, hub,
0.77. Coherence sets abundance. Core pair count harm to 0.32. Axiality annihilates in the wild. Axial sweep pairs 93.6 SA 0.2. Driven annihilation. Tracked pair separation 37.6 degree 1.7. Annihilate. Net charge conserved. D appendix anchor and nulls. Mean vortex distance from nodal axis 62.7 degree. Isotropic null 57.3 degree. Fraction within 20 degree of axis. Observed 0.022 versus null 0.061. 3x depleted. Core pair count. Sun node proximity. +0.03. Eclipse null. Core pair count. Moon node proximity. +0.05. Eclipse null. Falsified as independent predictors. Grand trines. Fast planet stations. T squares. Sun conjunction count. On reproducibility, all figures are generated directly from the scalar flower engine over real Swiss ephemeris positions, 1900, 2060, fixed random seeds on the production Keplerian wave numbers. The spherical field, charge counter, convergence test, annihilation sweep, single pair tracker, and nodal axis test are separate scripts, each rerunnable. Numbers quoted in the body match the appendices exactly. Where a result is resolution limited, the net charge convergence, we show the trend rather than a single figure, because the trend is the honest evidence, the plain language version. The same discovery told for a curious reader with no math, with the same figures, the Mercury white paper, where the winding number and the pre-registered blind test are first laid out. Selected references, Nye, J.F. and Barry, M.V., 1974. Dislocations in wave trains. Proc, R. Sock, Lond, 336, 165, 190. Barry, M.V., 1998. Much Ado About Nothing. Optical Dislocation Lines. Proc, Espy, 3487. Milner, J., 1965. Topology from the Differentiable Viewpoint. Poincaré-Hopf. Allen, L. et al., 1992. Orbital Angular Momentum of Light. Phys. Rev. 45, 8185. Scalar Flower, a free will instrument in the tradition of Edgar Cayce. Home, Field Notes, Plain Language Companion,